As the broadcast networks prepare to cover a war, they are hiring more and more temporary employees and consultants, observes commentator Jake Tapper.
For several weeks now, I've been trying to get an interview with former NATO Supreme Allied Commander Wesley Clark. Clark's been coyly dancing around the idea of maybe running for president, so I figured that perhaps he'd let me do a Q&A with him. But Clark's PR guy told me that he didn't think it would happen. Clark's on retainer to CNN, you see, and I was told they keep a pretty tight leash on other media interviews. Clark's not alone. A review of network and cable news pay stubs these days is a real roll call. Clark's not even the only general at CNN. They have two others. CBS boasts a retired general and a former Secretary of Defense. NBC has three generals. ABC has the former Supreme Allied Commander of Europe. Fox has two generals and, lest we forget, retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Even NPR is paying two retired generals. And this is not including all the on-retainer terrorism experts, former secretaries of state, national security advisors, to say nothing of the former UN arms inspectors popping up like whack-a-moles. Now, I got nothing against a man making an honest buck. And if Bob Dole and President Clinton can sign on as debating team buddies on CBS, surely a general can educate us on military matters without getting too much flack. Hundreds of American journalists have attended journalist boot camp, preparing to be embedded in military ranks during the pending assault on Iraq. But sometimes it seems almost as many generals are running the other way. I wonder if there's a pundit boot camp where these generals learn about makeup and sound bites and which shirts go best with their eyes. Are they prepped on what to do if they come across Robert Novak or James Carville in a dark green room? MacArthur once said, "Old soldiers never die, they just fade away." That's still true. Unless, of course, you have a 30-inch BS Digital high-vision LCD color flat-panel TV. Then they come in sharper than ever.
Jake Tapper writes for Salon.com.